The city of Syracuse is anxious for Governor Cuomo to sign a bill that will get the ball rolling on the premier project of the Syracuse Surge, the creation of a new school in the old Central Tech building. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, at this point, it's just a waiting game.
In a stop in Syracuse last week, Governor Cuomo applauded plans for a countywide school that focuses on science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, but he says he's not quite ready to sign legislation that provides most of the $75 million cost of renovating the vacant Central Tech building.
Like anything else, it's the question of funding, and we have to find the funding, and that's what I'm working on.
Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh admits the project has a couple of different angles to make it a little more complicated. It's asking for more than the usual upfront construction cost, and it also wants approval so Onondaga County can fund some of the work. So while the legislation sits on the governor's desk, the city waits.
The school district is already has a curriculum team that's building out the curriculum. They have done a good job at preserving the building. They've kept a minimal amount of heat on, and so I've been through buildings in much worse shape, so that is certainly helpful. But we need the legislation signed to move forward.
The STEAM school is a cornerstone of the Walsh administration's Syracuse Surge Initiative, a series of economic development projects on the city's south side meant to modernize the local economy. Walsh notes that Cuomo shares that dream, and he adds there's plenty of time for the governor to sign the hundreds of bills that sit on his desk this time of year.
As long as it's still 2019, we're going to be cautiously optimistic. And if we get past that, then we're going to have to rethink the project. But we are committed to making the project happen regardless.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.